Now back to Rick Preuss and Lee Cohen, two guys who always tear up at the end of Finding Nemo.
You're listening to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, only on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show, and Rick, what a fascinating conversation we've had today. As you mentioned, it's such a wonderful privilege to actually have the name of the person who makes the bag of dog food actually come on the show, because as far as I know, I just don't think you're going to get access to a lot of those folks. Yeah. But it was great to talk to the founder of Canaday, because he really was informative and frankly demonstrated that it's not a pure money play for him. It's all built out of a passion for the animals themselves, which is what you would hope for.
Yeah. Too often in any of these corporations, it does get down to a boardroom where there's a lot of number crunching and stockholders to please. Well, when you can actually get somebody that actually owns the business, you know that that kind of foreplay is not nearly as much a part of it. Does he have people that he has to answer to? I'm sure he does. But the reality is that they play more on the ability to provide a better quality product, as many of these smaller brands do. They actually take advantage of the fact that they aren't this very large distribution network that has a lot of costs associated with that. You know, that whole big distribution network comes at a cost, and when it's not distributed with such great size or ambition, sometimes they can get, you know, the profit opportunity in specifically providing something that the big guys can't provide. So not to pick on the big guys too much here. I mean, they have...
They provide a useful service.
There's lots of people that use them.
Right.
But you know what? Some of these smaller companies, and this is just one example of several that are out there, have promising opportunities. And the reason I brought up some of those questions about ingredients to Dr. Tepe is I'd really like to have as much conversation on this radio show as we can that helps the consumer discern why it is that they have the ingredients in there. You know, is there value in putting large percentages of corn in there? Is there advantages in having lots of carbohydrates? Or more importantly, could it possibly be for other purposes than what the dog actually needs? And then there's, when you go to a trade show and you listen to all these manufacturers, or if you have someone come in representing themselves from dog food manufacturers, there's an endless list of different ingredients that they put in their food. They're going to bring up the types of ingredients that really make a good, strong case that theirs is the best food on the market. And as a consumer, if you're going to feed a dry food, or if you're going to feed a processed or a canned food, the more you can be familiar with that conversation back and forth, the more likely you're going to hit target on the best foods that are out there.
Right.
You know, well, go ahead.
No, and the thing that I liked what they said is that even though there probably are a lot of large chain stores that could buy their product and would buy their product, they're not interested in necessarily the largest possible distribution. No. They're looking at the small mom and pop businesses, and they're specifically targeting those folks because of the quality of the explanation and the service and really the ability to help the consumer, as opposed to the big mass market where you're in a big warehouse type operation, very little help, and you're pretty much on your own to figure out what to get. I thought that was really inspiring.
Right, yeah.
And it says something about their past background in your business.
Yeah, you know, we have two committed sponsors to the show in Joey's and us, and they're an example of what the independent store can do for you. The reality is that you're going to be able to go into an independent and pretty much talk to somebody one-on-one-on and have that conversation and dialogue. So if you do a little research and a little bit of learning on your own, and you also throw that out there to somebody that really wants to listen and learn and educate at the same time, the chances of you getting a good brand on there, the chance of a retailer having a good brand because they're always listening to the public and also educating the product, you know, public, it's just a really good opportunity for you, the person that has this dog that you really, really love, or cat for that matter.
Right. Well, and it's interesting too, because in the conversation with Dr. Tepe, I hate to say that my brother was right, but one day we had a discussion about, is it better to feed one food or to give a variety of food? And my brother's response was the simple, humane one. I don't like eating the same thing. Why would the dog?
Yeah.
And evidently there's something to be said for that.
If you look even in Canada line itself, that's where they differentiate. They don't have, like, for three different age groups or whatnot. They have a little bit of differentiation, but they have a lot more whole life stage food products. And, but they do have a lot of different meat flavors. They have a chicken line, and then they have, like, a salmon line. So there's actually a half a dozen different products just within that.
Right. Well, you're making me hungry. The good news is we're out of time, or actually the bad news is we're out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Prues, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. We'll talk with you again next weekend on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And please, please take good care of your pets. Have a great weekend, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.
What's mine? And you're taking up my time. Don't have the courage.